Electric utilities are required to give solar households credits that can be used on future power bills if they generate excess electricity. Currently, those credits are equal to the retail price of energy, but under House Bill 277, the credits would be reduced by about two-thirds to the wholesale price. Jamie Clark, owner of solar company Synergy Home in Lexington, accused utility companies of supporting the bill in order to preserve their monopoly on energy generation.
Let me be very clear, the utility is not anti-solar. They just don't want customers having alternatives to buying power from them.
There are about 1,000 households in Kentucky that have solar panels and participate in the net metering program. The bill was heard during a committee meeting on Wednesday, but didn't receive a vote, possibly signaling there weren't enough votes to pass it. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.